10 this morning, and yes, already getting a little bit warm, 82 degrees. Excessive heat warning today, going to be a high of 90, about 95, 96, and no chance of rain for at least a week, and even then, probably not going to be much of rain then either, so going to be a hot one. I want to get started talking a little bit about Governor DeSantis and the and his campaign. So I have, I got to admit, I'm one of those that felt like I thought he was going to do better once he got into the race. Like, I knew he was losing support the longer he was waiting to announce, but he was trying to finish up the legislative session first before he formally ran for president. And I figured once he actually officially announced and officially was running and campaigning, he would do very well. All we've seen is Trump widen the lead even more so. Now, I've read some things saying that the reason Trump is increasing his lead has nothing to do with the other candidates and everything to do with the legal things going against him. That as every indictment that goes against him, that gives him more supporters. Supporters are like, well, we got to back him up because they're just trying to take him down. So I want to back him. Even if they don't like him as much as maybe some other candidates, they feel like a, I don't know, something like, so I do get there's part of that. But despite that, I'm like, okay, I don't know. So there was Iowa supporters are starting to say Ron DeSantis needs to be more like Ric Flair, the old WWE wrestler, right? First of all, I hated Ric Flair, Ultimate Warrior all the way. And don't give me that look, David.
How could you hate Ric Flair?
Yeah. I always hated Ric Flair. Every time
styling
he got on
and profiling,
he
wheeling dealing.
Did not
son
like
son of
Ric
a
Flair.
Gun.
No, did not like Ric Flair. No, I was like, he's not as good a shape as the Ultimate Warrior. He wasn't as good a shape as Lex Luger, and he would always kick their butts. And I didn't like that stuff. So like, no. Ric Flair was all he was.
I liked the Ultimate Warrior
flashy.
Too.
But he wasn't as good a shape as the other guys, and he kept beating them. And I'm like, I don't like this. There's something wrong with this. This
you
might
like
be
Charlotte
set up.
Flair, his daughter?
I do not know his daughter. So
I don't know. David and I are like, I gotta argue though.
I think he was in every bit of this, probably in better shape than the Ultimate Warrior or any of those big jacked guys. Ric Flair would go 60 minutes with everybody.
Somebody texted in,
Nature Boy.
And if you think, like, even before they were on the big national TV levels, Ric Flair, like, he wrestled here in the Gulf Coast Territory back in the, you know, the old days.
Even the Jerry Lawler circuit for a while.
Yeah, the Jerry Lawler circuit. And here, Pensacola was the head of the, you know, the territory around here. And, I mean, he wrestled classics with all the guys here, you know, at the... at the Bay Center, when what was it? Did it used to be called the Civic?
It was called the Pensacola Bay Center.
Was it always the Bay Center? What was before that?
They did the Bay Front. They would wrestle the Bay Front Auditorium.
Okay, yeah. But I mean, he put on classics in the old territory days.
I just don't. He just. All I know is he just kept beating the guys I liked better. And I didn't think he was in as good of shape as they were
that's
in.
That's true.
And so I'm like, come on, those guys have more muscles than him. They got lower body fat percentage, they're more flexible. I'd be kicking Ric Flair's butt, and instead he'd always end up winning somehow at the end. It drove me crazy. Anyway, Iowans feel like that Governor DeSantis needs to be more like Ric Flair if he wants to cut into Donald J. Trump's lead. Meaning, you know, he's got to start smack-talking a little bit. Got to start having a little bit of flair, got a little bit of flash. And
see, Donald Trump reminds me of Ric Flair.
Well,
because he does. He's very
much like that.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure. Very
Hey, he did some WWE stuff himself.
That's
remember?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he did some little bit of that.
You remember that, David?
He's a WWE Hall of Famer.
That's
Donald
right.
Trump is.
Oh, I didn't realize he's in the Hall of Fame.
He is. He's because a WWE Hall of Famer.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. You see, you can buy your way into anything. So there is. But this is what I started thinking about. Yes, I do. I get what they're saying. What a lot of these things are saying is, and which is kind of crazy because Governor DeSantis is pretty outspoken. He's pretty bold with his speaking. They're saying he's just not flashy enough with it, and he's not smack talking enough with it. And I'm thinking, whoa. It's crazy how every election cycle comes and goes. And one of the big things that we get from the public is, I wish somebody would take the high road. I wish we'd have more civil conversations, more civil dialogue. It, you get that all the time from both the left and the right. Oh, I wish things would be more civil. And yet they're like, you're getting your butt kicked by Trump because you're taking the high road. You got to take the low road, go the Ric Flair route, and then you might be able to cut into his lead. And I'm like, it just bothers me because it's just like, here's Governor DeSantis who I'm not going to say he's taking the high road, but he's definitely taking a higher road than where a lot of the public is wanting him to go, right? They're wanting him to stoop to Trump's level. But you know what we saw last election, 2016, go all the way back to 2016, is other candidates who tried to take the high road, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, things, they were getting destroyed by Trump. It was only when they started stooping to Trump's level that they started like at least competing a little bit. So it's one of those things where I think as a society go, I wish somebody would take the high road and, I wish we'd have more civil dialogue. But when push comes to shove, we're like, bring on the circus. Exactly.
Absolutely.
That's what it comes down to. What do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
I guess I could do traffic. I'm like, come on, keep talking. There is an accident. This is Navy and South Old Quarry Field Road. So use caution there. Now, it's not showing a roadblock this morning. I'm not showing a roadblock anywhere. It looks like everything, for the most part, running at posted speeds. Use caution wherever you are. And again, school buses back on the roads as of last week. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah. So it's not just... it's not just the high road and low road idea too, though. It's also presence, charisma. And so a lot of the comments about DeSantis is now that he's actually campaigning, they said they basically expected him to come into the room and just light up the room like Ric Flair did, right?
Right, right.
He's like, whoa, boy, this guy's on fire. And they're saying he's not really lighting up a room when he comes in. And I will say this. If you remember... Governor DeSantis had a really close campaign against Andrew Gillum to become governor in the first place.
That's right. And somebody helped him out a little bit. Right?
Yes. Yes. Trump. And
right.
So this is... And so I would say DeSantis may not have that flair, actually. I think he's principled, and I think he stands up for his principles, and he's bold with where he stands on things. Doesn't wish-wash. You know, he's not wish-wash. But he probably doesn't have the flair and the charisma that... well, like Trump has, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I've mentioned before, like I've met many of these candidates in the past, and I've met Trump many times. Mm-hmm. We were backstage together at an event where I was introducing somebody else, not him. And he's respectful, actually.
Yeah.
When you actually meet him one-on-one, privately, cameras aren't on, all mm-hmm. this other stuff, you have this respectful attitude, but he's definitely an imposing figure. Like, he comes in.
Oh, yeah.
Trump's like 6'4", 6'5". You're like, whoa, I didn't know he was that big.
He's tall. Yeah.
And so mm-hmm. he's got this kind of presence, right? Some other people that you'd meet, like Lindsey Graham, no presence at all. It's like he's like 5'1", 5'2", and you're like, Lindsey Graham's here? Like, yeah, he's right over there. Like, where? I can't see him. Like, this is, right. There's some people like that. Rick Santorum actually has a lot of presence when he came into a room. And I don't like Rick Santorum, but he had a lot of presence. I've never been in a room or at an event with Governor DeSantis, so I can't say to this, but I'm just relaying what Iowans are saying. He doesn't light up a room when he comes in, and that's why he's losing support more than he's not talking smack mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So now I saw this other poll. Whoa. A poll finds that Iowa Republicans, 48% of them, so almost 50%, would want Trump to campaign from prison if he goes to prison. That's more than...
Marjorie Taylor Greene said that just the other day. She'd vote for him even if he was in prison.
And that's like, well, 48% are like, yeah, even if he ends up going to prison, they want him to keep campaigning from prison. So it's not just...
with what? Cigarettes and stamps?
I don't know. I mean, she's got money still. Just keep running the ads. Keep running the ads, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It seems kind of...
I only know about prison what I've seen on HBO, so I don't really... thank God. Right?
Yeah, that kind of surprised me. One last little story here pertaining about presidential races Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube has filed 4 articles of impeachment against President Biden. So the only reason why I want to bring this up, because I don't think this is going to go anywhere, by the way. It's going to take It depends on if something comes out about the Hunter Biden stuff, but he's gone ahead and filed the articles of impeachment. So that is made official. Every president since Nixon, except for Gerald Ford, have had some sort of articles of impeachment filed against them. Like, this has become an epidemic.
Yeah.
Like, every president, Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter. Every president has faced articles of impeachment now, except for Gerald Ford since Nixon. And, of course, only Clinton and Trump actually went to trial. But, wow, that's like the thing now. Like, you don't like what the person in office is doing? Just file articles of impeachment. So just thought that was kind of interesting to see that. A couple of texts here. Republican Party has become obsessed with losing because of its high road mentality. GOP needs to be militantly organized as the left if we want any hope of winning going forward. DeSantis is VP first, then president, backed by Trump. That's what a lot of people are still saying.
Yeah, but they're both in Florida. They can't run from the same state.
Yep, yeah, they both can't. And DeSantis has made it pretty clear. He'd rather just go back and finish his term as governor. How about for the primaries? We put them all in Hell in a Cell and give them all steel chairs and let them swing it out. That's nice. David likes that one.
That's the best idea ever.
Best idea ever.
Hell in a Cell. I can see that.
I'd pay $60 to watch it on pay-per-view.
Yeah, that'd be a good pay-per-view right there for sure. We might get a little bit of that on August 23rd with the first debate. So, all right. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. You're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew.
If you have employees and you've ever... whether they're getting the very best service that you can give them from an HR perspective, you know, like dealing with payroll or providing benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, and disability, this is why you want to call Torgerson Causey, because they'll come in and they'll kind of look at what your business is doing and they'll find out, look, can we do it better? Can we do it cheaper? Can we do it in a way that gives you more confidence? Or maybe, you know, they look at it and they say, we can't do it any better than you're already doing it. But that way you know. And I'll tell you from personal experience, okay? About 6 years ago, we started working with them here at Cat Country and News Radio, and I have been blown away. I mean, you wouldn't normally say that about an HR company, but honestly, they have been fantastic. They gave us options in our medical coverage, which we didn't have before. They've always been available to answer questions and answer them in a detailed way, which is not true of everybody. So really, it was a step up in customer service for us. I've been impressed. More than 20 years in business. Estimates are always free. No obligation for them to look at what you're doing, of course. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
99 red balloons go by.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. I was just talking about how a Republican from Florida here filed four articles of impeachment against Biden. I said, so that makes it official. Every president since Nixon, except Gerald Ford, have had articles of impeachment filed against them. And I was like, this seems like a political trend now. I got a text here that says, well, if all the presidents weren't committing impeachable offenses since Ford, just saying.
Okay, good point.
I guess that could be it as well. They're all overstepping their bounds. Let's get traffic on the fives real quick.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not showing a lot right now. And again, keep in mind, school buses back on the roads that started last week. Navy Boulevard and South Old Quarry Field Road and Myrtle Grove looks like showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock this morning. Caution wherever you are. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. Longleaf, by the way, back open. That opened last week too. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Excessive heat warning going on today. Excessive heat warning. It's already 82 degrees. It'll be a high of 95. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom.
The death toll in the Maui fires up to 96 this morning. A Hawaii congresswoman says the sirens failed during those fires. Jill Taduka was on CBS News, and she says the sirens were the first line of defense, and she says their failure during the fires was tragic. Rescue crews still out there searching for victims. Could there be yet another indictment coming for former President Donald Trump? Reporter Tamar Hallerman from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution says yes. He says two witnesses have been subpoenaed now to testify before a grand jury on Tuesday. He expects Trump to be indicted on racketeering charges for allegedly trying to overturn Georgia's election results this week. And Bobby, you remember that video that went viral with a woman on an airplane accusing a man on the plane of not being real?
And not being real. That right. He's, he was a shapeshifter.
Well, that was the most plausible theory, yes. Well, apparently she was identified late last week, and her name was Tiffany Gomas, she was identified as, I believe, a real estate agent or something in Dallas. She issued an apology over the weekend in a social media post.
First and foremost, I want to...
Somebody got to
take
her.
Full accountability for my actions. They were completely unacceptable.
She says she was distressed and she should have controlled her emotions, or maybe that's just what the lizard people want her to say.
When you said her name was Gomez, I was like, so she's announcing she's part of the Adams family? What's this?
Gomas, I believe.
Oh, Gomas. Oh, all right.
Nothing to see
here.
I was
like, we understand now. We understand a little bit more what's going on through old...
The hand is just walking up her shoulders.
Yeah. She's like, that's not a real person! I was like, okay, calm down, lady. Somebody got to her. That's all I'm saying. Somebody got to her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's good thing you're a news reporter.
Exactly.
Bobby.
No speculation on this program. All 100% real.
100% real. So over the last week, one of the big stories that came out was that there's a Florida county, Hillsborough County here in Florida, has decided it will only teach specific excerpts from William Shakespeare because of the Parental Rights in Action bill. Dubbed by opponents as the Don't Say Gay bill. And so they said, because of the Parental Rights in Action bill, there's parts of Shakespeare that we're not sure we could talk about. So we're going to have to get, Governor DeSantis, as well as many others, have been criticizing them, going, come on, that's being overboard. It's a little bit ridiculous. I do have to share this, though. So my daughter, my 13-year-old, she just auditioned for some sort of Shakespeare festival thing. She's done it for the last 2 or 3 years.
Oh, awesome. She got the acting bug too. That's great.
She got the acting bug too, yes. And so you know what? She's going to have supportive parents. I'm like, anyway. So
right? I know. Bobby is an actor too.
I pretend every day.
We should talk about that because I just think it's fascinating. But yes. Okay, but she's doing a Shakespeare festival?
So she's doing Shakespeare Festival, which, by the way, she's already gotten a result. She's gotten a couple of parts, so she's going to be doing some little things. But in helping her audition, like get ready for her audition and memorize a little part, I discovered something about Shakespeare. Shakespeare was a pirate. I'm convinced.
He was a pirate?
Yeah.
Check
this out.
I will.
All right. Some of the more popular... like writings of Shakespeare. To be or not to be, that is the question.
That's right.
Whether 'tis nobler in mind to suffer the slings of and arrows of outrageous fortune, or are there, matey, to be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or I'm telling you, every single Shakespeare one, you do it in a pirate voice.
It works.
It works and it makes more sense.
Wow.
I want to see a Shakespeare movie done by pirates.
I do too now.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. In the hot ash of the Hawaii wildfires on Maui, 96 people known to have died. Some of the remains so fragile, they crumble when they're lifted. Governor Josh Green on the recovery.
Over 2,700 structures were destroyed in Lahaina, and an estimated value of $5.6 billion has gone away. But mostly there are people are suffering, and we continue to work to find them.
With efforts to find shelter for 4,500 residents looking to convert Airbnbs into resident housing, no public comment yet from the president, who was spotted on the weekend at the beach in Rehoboth. Watching for Trump indictment number 4 this week from Georgia, where the prosecutor has lined up more grand jury witnesses in the election interference probe. Trump fresh from the candidates campaigning at the Iowa State Fair, where GOP candidate Vivek Ramaswamy was a crowd pleaser, rapping to Eminem. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31. News Radio 92.3, already a hot one. 82 heat index up to 100 right now, and it'll be another dangerously hot day all across the state. The National Weather Service does have an excessive heat warning in effect for Northwest Florida. That'll be until 7 o'clock tonight. Look for heat index values today up to 117. Of course, we'll get more on all this with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. The Studer Family Children's Hospital hosted a neonatal intensive care unit reunion over the weekend, reuniting families and nurses and doctors at the hospital.
Not everybody anticipates being in the NICU whenever their baby's born, and so it's a very traumatic experience for the family, and I think they really bond with the nurses and the providers that care for their baby during that time. And so the NICU reunion allows them to come back, and we get to celebrate with them. Their babies are older and growing and doing fun things, and we get an opportunity to share that experience with them.
And that is NICU manager Amanda Hammond. She talked with Channel 3, and there were more than 300 families at the hospital taking part in this event. The families, caregivers, doctors, kids were all able to enjoy some games and snacks over at the Ascension Sacred Heart Auditorium. Major League Baseball now investigating a Tampa Bay Rays player, 22-year-old shortstop Wander Franco, is being accused of having an inappropriate relationship with an underage girl. The team says it's taking the situation seriously. They're in contact with the MLB as the league conducts its investigation. Franco did not play in yesterday's 9-2 home loss to Cleveland, though manager Kevin Cash said it was just a day off for Franco. Century man accused of taking a utility trailer, robbing and hitting a witness with a ball bat. 59-year-old Julius Harris was arrested last week. The sheriff's office says that Harris and another suspect took a utility trailer from a Century residence and sold it. He's been accused of threatening a witness and hitting them with a baseball bat as well. Deputies say a second suspect also wanted in the case. There's a third warrant pending as well. Two people from Milton were killed in a motorcycle crash over the weekend. That happened near Avalon Boulevard and Malotte Road. FHP says an SUV was leaving a gas station when it collided with the motorcycle. The motorcycle was headed south on Avalon. The driver of the bike, a 61-year-old man, and a passenger, a 54-year-old woman, were both taken to Sacred Heart, where they were pronounced dead. The driver of the SUV was not hurt. A Foley woman's in jail accused of selling a 14-year-old child for sex and child pornography. 38-year-old Melissa Martinez Ordonez now facing multiple human trafficking and child abuse charges. This arrest comes after an investigation by FDLE and Homeland Security. Agents say the woman was attempting to sell the child to men for $500. She would then allegedly threaten to report those men to law enforcement if they didn't pay her. Martinez Ordonez is now in jail. Escambia County on $770,000 bond. And a pedestrian hit and killed on I-10 in Santa Rosa County. This was late Friday night. FHP says they were trying to cross the interstate near mile marker 40 when they were hit by a vehicle. That pedestrian was pronounced dead at the scene by Santa Rosa County's EMS. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Taking a look around, not showing many slowdowns right now. We are watching one accident, Navy and South Old Quarryfield Road in Myrtle Grove, where Navy turns into New Warrington in that area. Certainly use caution there. And caution, as you know, wherever you are. I'm not seeing any other slowdowns at the time. Just your usual areas of congestion, your lights and stuff like that. And school buses, again, back on the roads today as of last week. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Another hot, humid day today with temperatures warming up near 98 degrees in the afternoon, feeling much warmer, like 110 or higher. 20% chance of a stray shower, but most of us staying sunny. Overnight tonight, we're going to stay warm in the 80s, 81 degrees for your low, and Tuesday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 98. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
It's 82 in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, 82 in Milton, and the heat index all across the area sitting right about 100 right now. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. U.S. Steel has rejected an unsolicited offer from rival Cleveland Cliffs, stopping for now a deal that would significantly reshape the domestic steel industry. Cleveland Cliffs says it offered U.S. Steel $17.50 a share in cash and shares of Cliffs stock in a deal valued at more than $7 billion. According to Cleveland Cliffs, U.S. Steel's board rejected the offer, calling it unreasonable. U.S. Steel said Sunday it was reviewing alternatives. Combining Cleveland Cliffs and U.S. Steel would reduce the major steelmakers in the U.S. to 3 from 4. A new threat to global natural gas supplies is rising in a major exporting hub. A labor dispute at Australian energy companies has importers bracing for a possible slowdown in deliveries from one of the world's largest exporters of the fuel. Most of Australia's supply is committed to Asia, so a sudden drop in LNG exports could trigger a bidding war for gas from elsewhere, including from the U.S. That's Your Money Now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at bcs-kids.com. That's C-E-N-T. It's the sensible thing to do.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air you breathe. Join Todd Sadors with Gulf Coast Air on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 and learn how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember that Todd always says if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. That's Gulf Coast Air Care on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way. Offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 82 degrees here in Pensacola. Already going to be a high of about mid-90s. And excessive heat warning continues on. I saw something earlier. About a third of the United States is under some sort of excessive heat warning right now.
And
so it's not just us. It's it's all
is
over the place.
Better or worse?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's, I mean, like Arizona's still dealing with those crazy like 100 plus degree temperatures. And yeah, it's just not nice. It's not nice anywhere. Sports update here for you real quick. Yesterday, the Tampa Bay Rays lost to the Guardians 9-2, and the Marlins beat the Yankees 8-7. The Braves ended up losing to the Mets 6-7. That game was on Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN Radio, which you can check out our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. In other sports news, we have preseason started this week, this past week, first full week of preseason. I don't really like preseason. I used to enjoy preseason football, get to see the individuals and, you know, the new up-and-comers and the rookies and all that stuff. But now I'm just like, I don't know. More than, you know, especially on the week one, the majority of players you're seeing are going to get cut.
And oh, so absolutely.
It's like, what am I watching?
It's like training camp. It's like, hey, there's 100 of them. Nope.
Yep. Exactly.
God bless you.
Yep. I'm not into as much anymore, but according to people who watched the game, New Orleans' quarterback Derek Carr looked pretty good in his first game back, you know, with the team. So, all right, but it's preseason, whatever. Some of the sports news: Breanna Stewart made WNBA history. She had her third 40-point game of the season, Breanna Stewart, and then Lucas Glover won the consecutive PGA Tour events as Patrick Cantlay hit the ball in the water, and that allowed Lucas Glover to wrap that one up. So there you go right there, some of your sports news. I saw this story. Chinese military is saying that they figured out how to build a laser that can fire indefinitely. So way I've always understood is like, well, lasers aren't they indefinite? I don't understand what this is. What it means is like, so I guess what's happened before, and so this is talking about like military, this is Chinese military, so this is military, this is a weapon. This is not like a laser pointer. And what's happened in the past with any laser weapons is the laser will overheat, gets too hot.
Right.
And so whatever device it is that's shooting the laser will just get too hot and it won't work. Then there's been, I guess, other problems because of the heat. It causes disruption in the laser, so it's not a solid laser beam the entire way or whatever. It starts to disrupt. They've figured out a way to cool the laser, so now it can shoot indefinitely. What does this mean exactly? Well, two things. One is they're bragging about it because they're saying that they've beat the United States to this technology, which would be true if this is, in fact, true and not propaganda, then yeah, they beat us to it. We've tried many, we continue to try to build laser weapons, and I'm sure we will continue to do so. But what would you use a laser weapon for? That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, what do you use? Is this like Star Wars? Like, we're gonna have guns like choo, 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 and like shooting like Star Wars?
Pew, pew. Yeah,
pew,
right.
Pew, pew. No, apparently it's to shoot down satellites
like ours.
Yeah.
That's worse.
Like, shoot down our satellites, shoot down Elon Musk's Starlink satellites. So, like, maybe we want internet over Ukraine, for example. Like, what we, like, like he did.
Sure.
He put his satellites over Ukraine. Boom, you guys have internet now. We're supporting you. We'll pay for the internet, blah, blah, blah. And then China, who might support Russia, goes, now we're going to shoot those suckers down. Pew, 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 pew. With the lasers.
Right, with their laser, their indefinite lasers.
Yeah. So that's the idea about these. I was a little surprised. I was like, all right. So it's one of those things too, though. It's also kind of bizarre. Like, we're living like in the future. Like, now we're having laser weapons, like sci-fi movies.
There's a movie called Real Genius where they talk about the laser and how they have to. Did you see that? Have you seen that? It's
yes.
From the 80s.
Yes.
Okay,
wasn't
yeah.
Wasn't it Val Kilmer?
Val Kilmer. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, they had that very same problem, and they used ice discs to do it. The ones that he was making quarters out of to get free soda pops. Yeah. Huh.
What I've seen from the
hopefully we'll get another Val Kilmer to take out the Chinese lasers.
Exactly. We'll have to see. I mean, right now the U.S. military hasn't made comments about it, whether they believe it's fact or fiction yet, but I don't know. It's kind of interesting. One here. Got a text here. Says, I'm calling BS. China still can't even build worthwhile jet engines. Many of their fighters have Russian-made propulsion. Ah, interesting one right there. You know, and I've called BS on China stuff a lot. Like when people are like, China is competing against the United States for our economy. I'm like, not when 7/8 of their population still wears flip-flops as a daily footwear because they have no option.
You're absolutely right.
I'm not worried about them surpassing our economy when the vast majority of their country is like extreme poverty stricken. Mm-hmm. Not you're poor, extreme poverty stricken. You got one set of clothes and flip flops for your clothing. I'm not worried about you as a country to defend.
Yeah,
us.
Right.
So now Beijing, Shanghai, they have a lot more development there, but even then, they're still, I mean, I've got a lot of friends from China and they're like, no, there's a reason why I live in the United States.
Absolutely. Yeah, sure.
Is everyone else's AC freezing up every day too? First this summer. Yeah, there's a lot of issues with the extreme heat wave that we've got going on right now.
Oh, that is the worst,
third of
though.
The country.
You have to turn your air off, and everybody's backed up too, of course, visiting to help repair you.
Trying to all the repairmen they're busy. They're working overtime right now. Candy, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Not much. I was looking up a little bit on that accident. It is Navy Boulevard and South Old Quarry Field Road, kind of near the Sonic Firehouse in that area. We're not showing a roadblock, though, so it looks like it has been moved off to the side. Again, school buses back in session as of last week. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. This is brought to you by Discover Card. And Discover credit cards do something awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned, doubled. See terms and check it out for yourself, discover.com/match. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Couple of texts here. I was just saying, hey, we're living in the future. If this is true that China has developed this indefinite laser that can shoot into space.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, we're way behind the eight ball. When I was in the first grade, we thought we'd have flying cars by 2020. I'm 45 years old, and I still don't have a flying car. That's true. We could be a little bit behind the eight ball. You look at Back to the Future 2 and the things that we saw in there, we're like, oh, this is going to be amazing. And we've passed that era, and we still don't have hoverboards.
No, we have 3D movies and not cool hoverboards. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, exactly. So we need to step it up a little bit with our technology. They do have flying cars now, though, by the way. I will say that. They're just outrageously expensive, and nobody has them yet. But they've started making them. There's actually a port from Orlando. I believe it's Orlando. It's either Orlando or Tampa going to Miami. So normally a 3-hour drive, but they're building. They're not even calling them spaceports. They're like car ports, where it's a flying car that you take from Orlando to this port in Miami.
Yeah.
And it's like back and forth. And so there's this network out there that's trying to build this flying car network.
Oh, man.
That will go back and forth for those communities. And, of course, then later it would expand to go to Tallahassee and then Atlanta. And, you know, that's the idea. But we'll see what happens with that. Apparently, China is one step closer to making a lightsaber. Now you're just making fun. But that, I mean, I would love to see some. I don't care if it's a different country at that point. Like, you making a space laser? Ugh, whatever. What am I going to do with the space laser?
Yeah, right? We can't use that from the house.
Can't use that from the house. But a lightsaber?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. It could be Chinese made. I'll take it.
Yeah, man. And it probably will be. We can go fight in the parking lot. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I get a different bra on.
Yeah, exactly.
My lightsaber bra.
Special kind of gear.
Yeah, right.
I saw this story here. Just changing topics a little bit. Just because it's weird. Apparently there's a new trend going on. So meditation has been around for eons, right? People meditate all the time.
Yeah.
Mindfulness is growing in popularity and meditation and people just taking time out for themselves. So apparently a new type of meditation is growing in popularity called death meditation.
Death meditation?
Death meditation.
Okay,
death meditation.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, okay.
You wrap yourself up in sheets like a mummy. And then you apparently imagine looking at your dead body and imagine what it would be like to die.
This is meditation.
Death meditation.
It's supposed to make you feel better? Okay.
It's supposed to decrease death anxiety, so people who are afraid of dying, but it's also to improve your overall happiness. Because now that you picture yourself dead, you're like, oh, I'm happy I'm alive.
People that have near-death experiences, imagine,
often
are
say
pretty
that.
Happy that they're alive, but that just sounds...
I don't like this.
It sounds weird to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like this. This seems weird. We were just talking about the flying cars.
Yeah.
And the future is here. We're like steadily seeing it. One of those things. San Francisco passed a bill that allows robo-taxis. So car can drive by itself. Automated taxi. So you just get in the car, take me to Golden Gate Bridge, and the car just drives. No driver.
Oh, man.
Apparently,
Total Recall. That sounds awesome.
Robo taxis here. You can just get in the taxi and just drive. But apparently, San Francisco Standard, that's a newspaper in San Francisco, just did a big story on the problem with people having relations in these robo taxis.
Well, because I mean, that's a bad idea, but. Where's he gonna see the Mile Low Club? You can see it now.
The Mile, yeah. Instead of the Mile High Club, the Mile Low Club.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently, nobody's in here to.
They don't even have fake robots driving them, in Total Recall. I'm your Johnny on the spot.
No fake robots. Okay. Yet we might get
well,
that.
That's true. Wow.
Yeah, so apparently that's becoming a little bit of an issue. They're warning people that when you get in the taxi, you may want to wipe it down with some sanitizer and stuff because you don't know who was in there before you. This is the future.
Hey.
So we're like, we have robo-taxis. This is amazing. Wait a minute. What? I have to sanitize it before I get in it? Okay.
This is worse than a dorm room in New Orleans. Yay.
Oh, boy. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, going to get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. Stick around.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Class X hits the stage. They're bringing the classic rock hits from the 70s, 80s, 90s, as well as music from today. It's Bands on the Beach with Class X this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
You know that feeling when the car you drive starts to turn? I don't mean starts to turn in the corner. I mean starts to turn into a car you don't want anymore. You know it's getting to be too long. It's not really doing what it should. You sometimes wonder maybe even whether it's going to work properly, but you're always talking yourself out of replacing it. Well, if that's where you're at, go to Frontier Motors. Look around and see. So here's what's going to happen. You'll go, you'll try a couple of cars, you'll find something that you really love, you might find something that you love a little bit less, and then you have to make a decision, but that's okay, because in the end, you'll come away with a car that you're happy to drive, and you should be happy to drive your car. You shouldn't be thinking, oh no, is it time? Well, if you're thinking that, it is time. Go to Frontier Motors, check it out, get a new car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. We're talking about flying cars, and they're here. It's just they're still trying to build out some infrastructure for the flying cars. But there's a handful of manufacturers now who they're ready.
And you can just pick them up and they fly.
Yeah,
you just
go drive it and it'll drive and then it flies. And I got a text here that says, yeah, the range on the flying car is around 200 miles. And driving about 100 and 110 flying. So I guess it flies 110 miles an hour. Currently, the flying cars are approved by the FAA for experimental flying only. But that's the first phase.
How much are they?
They're expensive. They're like $100,000, than $100,000. But you know.
Okay, never mind.
And like I said, way it's being developed right now though is there's a company that's trying to say book a flight on a flying car to travel to this distance distance or whatever. That's where it's starting right now. But by the way, Uber is like one of the people that's investing into this. Like they're coming up with their own flying car and things. So there's a little, it'll be here. It's just slow coming. That's all. Candy, what we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Again, just watching an accident, and not a roadblock, but Navy and South Old Quarry Field Road, McDonald's, Sonic, that area. Not showing any slowdowns in that area, though. It looks like everything is running fine, traveling at posted speeds, not showing any roadblocks. If you see an accident or a slowdown, let us know. Call or text in your traffic tips at 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
856, 82 degrees here in the Pensacola area, and going to be high about mid-90s. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom.
Yep, I'm here. Hold on one second. Got to get back to the screen. There we go. Eight people
like
injured.
Like you're pulling your pants up. What is going on over there?
Yeah, David, what's happening? Flying cars?
We don't talk about that. Eight people. Flying cars sound really cool, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Eight people were injured after a shooting in downtown Memphis. Police say it happened at about 2:30 yesterday morning. All the victims between 19 and 54. Apparently dozens of shots were fired into a crowd there. So far, no suspects have been arrested. In Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a law to hold firearm manufacturers accountable for crimes committed with their products. Pritzker was speaking Saturday at a gun safety conference. This, of course, was held in Chicago. This new law would allow people to sue manufacturers of the weapons that are used in shootings. The Writers Guild of America and Hollywood Studios met at the bargaining table again last Friday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers presented a counter proposal to the Writers Guild. Details have not been disclosed, but both sides apparently have recessed their talks for now. So still no deal.
Yeah, I was watching the latest season of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and you know, it stopped like after eight episodes. I'm like, why did it stop after eight episodes? When did they ever do this? And then all of a sudden it occurred to me.
That's why.
Writer strike.
Oh.
Yep. I was like, oh, writer strike. That's why it stopped that early. So
so far it's been, what, 2 months? And it's getting to people a little bit, I think.
But, starting to get there, yeah.
You know, in about another 6 months, if something isn't done, people are really going to be upset.
I need my fresh entertainment.
That's right.
Yeah. That's what I come down to. So I was sharing earlier about Illinois and how they're very anti-gun, and I corrected. I said it's more Chicago anti-gun, not really the state, but there, it does trickle down through the state as well. I lived south of Chicago. I want to share this story one time. I had a sales rep who asked me to go with her on a sales appointment, and I'd always do that.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I was on radio up there. Sure, I'll go on a sales appointment with you. But this particular one, I was like, sure. What do you need me there? Like, do you just want to meet me? Or is, you know, what am I going for? And she said, oh, because you're into guns. And I was like, oh, so you're going to a gun store? She goes, yeah, and I'm afraid. And I was like, wait, why are you afraid? She goes, I don't know. I'm afraid I'm going to go in there and something will happen. I go, like, what will happen? She goes, I don't know, like a gun will just go off. And I'm like,
oh,
like the guns will just go off? And she's like, I don't know. That's why I want you to come with me. And I was like, so I'm going to be like your bodyguard? Like I'm going to take the bullet? Like I don't... You do know the guns aren't loaded,
right.
First of all.
People that don't know guns are... Right, right. She must be from Chicago.
She was.
Your home for Brian Kilmeade.